You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Everybody has different things that help them get through their sight loss journey. And our guest Charlotte is no different. And she's joining us now to talk us through her journey with her lovely horse, Bracken, who sadly is no longer with us. But Charlotte wants to come on and tell us all about how horse riding has helped her to come to terms with her sight loss. Charlotte, thank you so much for talking to me. I know this must be really difficult for you. So tell us a little bit about how it started. When did you start riding?
So it was like in 2015. So I was diagnosed with Stargardt's disease in 2012. And of course, I was given a list of things like you can't do, I can never drive. And that was the main thing that impacted me. I could never drive, never had the experience. So in 2015, my sister-in-law got her first pony. And she was like, oh, come up, you know, meet her and everything. This is fancy. So I went up and I met her a couple of times. And she had to move yards. And at that yard was Bracken, who she started to help out with and, you know, just groom. And as soon as I met her, I just fell in love. I was like, it was also... almost as if like I was drawn to her specifically. So I trusted her with everything. I'd never been that close, like, to a horse. I'd stroked him over fences, that sort of thing, but I'd never been super close in grooming and everything. So after a few times of me meeting her, I just got a message one day from my brother saying, we have a proposition for you if you'd like it. So I was like, ooh, sounds intriguing. And I said, because I'd been told a list of things I couldn't do and I could never drive, I couldn't experience that, how would I feel about learning everything to do with horses and learning how to ride? And I just snapped it up straight away. I was like, yes. So Katie, my sister-in-law, ended up with Bracken in her care, and it all just started from there.
And when you first started, were you nervous or were you just excited? Because you said that you had this connection with because they are a connection. You do connect with animals on a weird level, but you do. Were you ever worried about getting on the horse the first time?
No. That's what's always got me. I've never been nervous. From word go, I wasn't nervous at all. It was like it's in a weird sort of way, it's like what I needed to do. And so I was never nervous and I just took it all in my stride. And then, of course, as my eyesight deteriorated, like on those bad days, I'd go to the yard, I'd get a cuddle, I'd, you know, have a little bit of a ride. And it was like my freedom. So on one hand, I'd been told like so much of your independence is going to be stripped, and then on the other hand it was like, be as independent as you can in the horsey world. And it was that just kept me going. If I'm having a particular bad day or bad week where I'm just fearing for the future, like due to my eyesight, or you know, my eyes have been really bad, I just go there and it's like all that just washes away, because I don't need to rely on others, kind of thing. And I think that trust from the beginning has helped a hell of a lot.
I'm just wondering if you've got any advice for someone who's listening, who's just maybe just starting out on the sight loss journey, or the further into the sight loss journey, that really likes the sound of horse riding, but maybe doesn't know who to contact or where to even start, because it's quite a big deal, isn't it, really, if you don't know anybody that's involved in horses. What would be your advice for somebody who's listening and thinking, oh, I quite like the sound of that?
There's a lot of centres with the RDA, so I'd look locally for maybe RDA centres or even just your local riding schools. I mean, I went to a couple of different riding schools and they had experience. There wasn't a pitch like an RDA centre, but they had experience in instructing the blind and partially sighted. So I'd say just go for it, look for anywhere local. And even if you just want a step in the door, maybe just ask on maybe a local page and say, has anybody got any horses that they want me to help with? You know, I'm looking into it, and just get your foot in the door, and then it'll just all just flow. If that's what you want to do and you're determined enough, it'll just go.
It'll snowball. And you have a Instagram page that you have where you post all about your horse riding. Do you want to just share that with us for anybody who wants to find out a little bit more about you, Charlotte?
Yeah, so the handle is crb_blind.rider. And I was actually going to start the page a long while ago, but now that I'm starting to get sort of like better and more into my arena work, I thought, I'd rather have a separate page, share all my journey. So for the past sort of like 5 years, I've just been like a happy hacker. I haven't really done much more than walk, the occasional trot. But now with Charlie, the thoroughbred that you see on my page, I do a lot with him now. So I always say it's sort of like Bracken started the journey for me and Charlie's continuing it.
How was it getting onto Charlie for the first time? Did you feel that trust again?
Yeah, definitely. There was, so I experienced a fall off of Bracken in October last year. So she fell down and I flew over her head, resulted in a broken wrist. And from that point, we retired Bracken. We was like, right, you know, she's old, we'll give it a break. So after that, and then of course with lockdown and things, I came back and I went to get on Charlie, and he can be quite sensitive sometimes, and he had a bit of a moment and I just panicked. And from then I almost gained a fear, like around horses. I wouldn't let it stop me though. I still went to the yard. I still was determined not to let that spook me in forever, because mm-hmm. it was too important to me. So I went up and I'd still go to the yard and everything. And just over time, I just built that confidence back up again. And then one day I got on him and that was it. It was like everything came back. And it was almost as if that fear hadn't happened. And in a weird way, I think that needed to happen for me and Charlie to get the bond that we have at the moment. And that, because that has helped me with the loss of Bracken. I think in a weird way, it worked out how it was supposed to work out.
It's great to hear that you got back on the horse, Charlotte. Thank you so much for joining me here on R&IB Connect Radio.